Skepticism prevails as Trump announces agreement to disarm Hamas. By Dan Arbell, on July 30, 2026, U.S. President Donald Trump announced a landmark agreement between the U.S.-led International Board of Peace and Hamas for the complete disarmament of the Palestinian militant group and other armed factions in Gaza. The announcement, hailed by the Trump administration as a historic breakthrough and a monumental step toward peace, represents a critical milestone in implementing the second phase of Trump's 20-point Gaza ceasefire plan that came into effect in October 2025. However, persistent disagreements on a number of fronts mean that prospects for Gaza, stabilization, and reconstruction remain remote. The agreement has exposed significant divides among the U.S., Israel, Hamas, Palestinian factions, and regional mediators. These key stakeholders continue to have conflicting views regarding implementation sequencing, Israeli withdrawal timelines, and fundamental commitment levels to the peace framework. The deal's failure would contribute to broader instability for the regional economy and signal continued disruption as strategic distance between the U.S. and Israel grows. The agreement framework. The Board of Peace announced that Hamas officially committed to an actionable plan for relinquishing all its weapons, which would be followed by an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. According to Trump, the agreement will be carried out in structured phases, with disarmament completed before Israeli forces withdraw. After Israeli withdrawal, an International Stabilization Force, ISF, will work with a new Palestinian police force to take responsibility for Gaza's security. Under the agreement, Hamas and other Palestinian factions would disarm sector by sector, followed by the recruitment of Palestinian police officers who will work in association with the ISF. The precise disarmament roadmap must be prepared within 14 days, with possible extensions subject to the approval of an international verification body and the agreement of all parties. If implemented, the agreement would transfer civilian and security control of Gaza to a new Palestinian technocratic government, while Hamas would relinquish any role in governing the enclave. The U.S. perspective and Israeli ambivalence. The Trump administration has positioned itself as the architect and guarantor of this agreement, emphasizing its centrality to the broader Middle East strategic landscape. The framing reflects Trump's ambition to cement a legacy of regional peacemaking, having previously brokered the October 2025 ceasefire, as well as the Abraham Accords in his first term. However, the Trump administration's apparent confidence in the agreement masks ongoing strategic tensions with Israel over its implementation and broader regional priorities, tensions that have become increasingly visible in recent months. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has not commented on the deal as of publication. This notable silence from Netanyahu stands in sharp contrast to Trump's celebratory rhetoric and reveals deep reservations about the agreement's terms. An Israeli official rejected key elements of the reported framework, stressing that complete disarmament of Hamas remained a precondition for any process, with no Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza yellow line until demilitarization is completed. This position directly contradicts the phased parallel approach outlined in the Trump-brokered agreement, suggesting fundamental disagreement over implementation sequencing. The U.S.-Israel relationship has undergone significant strain in recent months, extending well beyond Gaza-specific issues. Trump and Netanyahu have become increasingly at odds as the two leaders pursue divergent strategies now that Hamas has been significantly degraded and Iran weakened, whereas Netanyahu sees an opportunity to seize the opportunity to achieve maximalist gains against Iran and its proxies, Trump aims to minimize global disruption by securing a deal. In Iran, Trump seeks a deal and has criticized Israeli strikes in Lebanon that have complicated the process. In June 2026, Trump expressed displeasure at continued Israeli attacks on Lebanon, stating, "Netanyahu has to be more responsible, and I'm not happy with Israel's invasion and handling of Hezbollah." Just moments before a deal with Iran was set to be completed, Trump condemned Israel's bombing of Beirut. As Israel pursues a new military offensive in Gaza, Trump is pushing for a ceasefire and looking to implement his post-war plan for rebuilding Gaza into a Riviera of the Middle East. Israel maintains it must continue controlling nearly 70% of Palestinian territory, though Trump has spoken of an Israeli withdrawal. The recent summit between Trump and Netanyahu in late July appeared designed to minimize difficult conversations about simmering tensions with limited media exposure and one-on-one FaceTime. Moreover, the announcement of a deal comes at a problematic moment for Netanyahu politically, as he is trailing in the polls ahead of Israel's elections in October. His main opponents, Gadi Eisenkot and Naftali Bennett, have already attacked him for capitulating to Hamas. Hamas calculus. Hamas's position on the agreement reflects strategic calculation amid external pressure and internal skepticism. A member of Hamas's negotiating delegation stated that these negotiations were difficult and hard, and we tried to reach the best possible formula that was achievable. However, Hamas has attached critical conditions to its acceptance. A senior Hamas official told reporters that Israel must withdraw from parts of Gaza first, effectively disputing the agreement's terms as circulated. Hamas stated it will not implement any part of the deal unless Israeli forces fulfill their own obligations to withdraw from Gaza under the agreement. This condition reflects Palestinian skepticism about Israel's commitment and represents another fundamental disagreement over implementation sequencing. Palestinian Islamic Jihad said the deal Trump announced was inaccurate and expressed reservations. Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, a former senior Palestinian Authority official and currently the leader of the Palestinian National Initiative, identified the big sticking point of the deal as the sequencing of events. These divisions within Palestinian factions underscore deep uncertainty about whether Hamas truly intends to disarm or whether it views the agreement as a temporary tactical concession. The role of regional mediators, Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey. Trump credited the Turkey, Egypt, and Qatar for helping reach the agreement. Hamas's apparent agreement to the disarmament plan is probably the result of intense pressure from these countries, which may have promised political and financial support if Hamas leaders eventually depart Gaza. Egypt, which hosted the Cairo talks at which the deal was sealed, is preparing to convene further meetings with U.S., Qatari, and Turkish representatives to lock in second-phase commitments. These three countries occupy a delicate position as mediators. Egypt and Qatar must continue to lean heavily on Hamas to fulfill its commitments, even as Iran almost assuredly whispers in the terror organization's ear to play for time. Their diplomatic investment in the agreement reflects both their interest in regional stability and their desire to support the Trump administration's broader peace framework. Implementation challenges and lingering uncertainty. Despite the announcement's celebratory tone, significant obstacles remain. The deal requires Hamas and Israel to complete a complicated series of reciprocal and independently verified steps over roughly 7 to 8 months. Since the U.S. brokered ceasefire came into effect in October 2025, Israeli attacks have killed at least 1,100 Palestinians, and Israel has continued to restrict humanitarian aid from entering Gaza and expanded the territory under its control further into the Strip, which experts say may violate the pre-existing ceasefire arrangement. Nikolay Mladenov, Director General of the International Board of Peace and guarantor of the phased approach, acknowledged how close the talks had come to collapse over recent months. Mladenov insisted that implementation and verification mechanisms must be real and effective, and reiterated that Israeli withdrawal must proceed in parallel with the dismantling of weapons. The outlook for the disarmament deal reveals fundamental disagreements about implementation sequencing, Israeli withdrawal timelines, and genuine commitment to the framework itself. Netanyahu's silence and Israel's subsequent clarifications suggest that Israel views disarmament as a precondition rather than a parallel process. Hamas, on the other hand, may view the agreement as a temporary tactical concession rather than a permanent commitment. The domestic politics dimension, upcoming October elections, further adds to the complexity of the Israeli position. If the deal is successful, stabilization in Gaza could pave the way for President Trump's ambitious redevelopment plans, presenting opportunities for new foreign direct investment and construction. If not, as appears likely, continued low-level conflict will contribute to persistent instability in the region, complicating multinational business engaged in regional logistics, economic diversification, or redevelopment plans. At a broader level, growing U.S.-Israeli strategic divergence could exacerbate instability and uncertainty in the coming months and years as the ultimate objectives of two of the region's most important security powers grow further and further apart.